We're up to Samach Vav Amid Beis, the last piece of Gemara before the Mishnah on the bottom of the Daf. Uben Grusha, Uben Chalutza, Davodoso Ksher Minayan. The Gemara wants to know, what's the source for the halacha that a Ben Grusha, Uben Chalutza, that Lechatchili is not allowed to do the Avodah in the Migdash, but b'dievet, if he did the Avodah, his Avodah is Kshera, even if we know for sure that he's a Cholol. And what's the source for this very strange and revolutionary halacha? Amar Rabbi Yudah Amar Shmuel de Amar Kra. With regard to the Kuhuna of Pinchas, in Bamidbar Chafei, the Torah says, V'haysalo ulezaro achrov. And then it says, Bris Kunas Olam. And we want to darshan the word Zaro in this pasuk. Bein zera kosher ubein zera posel. Since the Torah used the word zaro, the Torah could have said v'hoisa lo ulabonav achrov, and instead the Torah says zaro. We can derive that zera is a word that includes all zera, whether it's zera kosher or zera posel, and even if it's zera posel, it's included here in the bris of avoda. That's Shmuel. Avud Shmuel Amar Mehacha. Shmuel's father, on the other hand, derives this halacha of avodas chalal ksher b'dieved from a pasuk in Dvarim Lamed Beis, Barech Hashem chelo ufal yadav tirtzeh. And what it means is that Hashem accepts chelo. Chelo is a reference, an allusion to chalolim. Upoal yadav tirtze. That even though afilu chulin, even a chalolin shebo, tirtze is a ritzui, karbon, and the avodah b'dieved is kshera. The Gemara now brings another possible source for this halacha of Yani Omer Mihacha, based on the pasuk there in Dvarim Lamed Beis. It says, "Ubasa el hakohen asher yeh bayomim ahem, b'chisal al datcha, shodem holech etzel kohen shelo haya biyomav." What does it mean? You go to the kohen, who's the kohen serving in that time? What is the other alternative? Ela ze kosher v'nischalel. The pasuk is alluding to a kohen who had a chazok of kashrus, and then we clarified that indeed he's a cholol, and the Torah is alluding to the fact that we should come to the kohen asher yeh b'yomim ahem, which means that he's muchsok as a kohen kosher, even if later on we find out that he is a cholol. Now the Gemara goes back to the case of Balmum. A balmum she'avad b'shogeg avodaso psula minolan. In contrast to the case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza v'cholol, whose avoda is kshera b'dieved, in the case of balmum, his avoda is psula b'dieved, even if we clarify later on that he was a balmum. At the time that he did the avoda, we had no way of knowing, we had no clue that he was a balmum. The Kohen himself had no clue that he was a balmum. If he did and he was mazed, then the Torah says explicitly that his avodah is psula. The Torah says in Vayikra Chaf Aleph, Ach ela parochas lo yovel velamizbech lo yigash ki mum bo velo yechalel es mikdashi. So the pasuk explicitly tells us that the avodah of a balmum, of a known balmum, is certainly psula, but if we didn't know about it, then you might say that b'dieved, like the case of cholol, where we clarify, we find out that he's a cholol, is b'dieved l'mafreya, we don't passel his avoda. And the pasuk itself says, v'hayisol lo ulazaro achrov bris kuhunas olam, which seems to include zaro, meaning all his zera, even a balmum, and we use this very same pasuk for the case of a psul of a cholol. Why not use it and extend it for the case of a psul of a balmum? Om Rabbi Yudah Shmuel, it's impossible to derive from this pasuk lezaro that a balmum, his avoda is b'dieved k'shera de amakra, because the pasuk says, right before it says vayisolol lezaro achrav, it says lachen amar hinenino sein lo es brisi shalom. And what does that mean? Hinini no sein lo es brisi shalom. We should dash in the pasuk shalom, meaning shlemus, that this bris kahuna was given lo ulazaro, but only shalom, which means shlemus, kishahu shalem, when all his body parts are complete, v'lo kshu chaser, not a balmum who's missing something. The Gemara says v'shalom, because it doesn't say shalem, it says shalom with a vav. Amar Rav Nachman, vav de shalom k'tiyahi. In a Sefer Torah, you will find that the vav of the word shalom is not written as a full letter of a vav, but rather it's cut in the middle. It's k'tua ba'emtza. And that is a mesorah which is meant to teach us that you read it without the vav, as if it had said shalom, shalem without a vav, to the exclusion of a balmum. The Marsha writes that the vav is ktua and it looks like a yud, and therefore you'd read it as shalim. Shalim means tamim, which is the opposite of a balmum. And this leads us to the Mishnah on the bottom of the Omid. Let's give a little bit of an introduction to the Mishnah. We're talking about the yichus of a vlad, of a child that's born to a Yisrael. And there are certain cases and situations in which there's no yichus that is equal to both the father and the mother. For example, let's say one is a Kohen and one is Yisrael, or Yisrael and a mamzeres. And the question is, are you miyaches the vlad achar aviv or achar imo? Who determines the yichus of the vlad? And this law really depends on what we call kiddushehem. And we'll see exactly what role kiddushehem plays, meaning the marriage relationship between the father and the mother. There are certain situations that there was no pagam, neither in the father or the mother, and therefore there's no chisaron, no deficiency or limitations in the yichus at all. But nevertheless, there may be a chalos pagam on the vlad because of a bias isur. And the Mishnah is going to formulate four different principles that we want to analyze. Principle number one, kol makom sheyesh kiddushin v'ein avera. If it's a regular, valid kiddushin between the father and the mother, and there was no avera whatsoever in this marriage, is then havlad holich achar hazochar. The yichus of the vlad is determined by the father. The father is the dominant gene. V'eze zo, zo kohenis levia v'israelis, shenisu lekohen levi v'israel. So everybody's yichus is fine. Now you want to determine the shevet of the son. Is he a kohen? Is he a levi? Is he Israel? And the answer is, it depends on his father. And that's derived from a pasuk at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, Lemishpachosam Leves Avosam, which means that the yichus depends on the base avos. So if the father is a levi, then the mother is a kohenes, the vlad is going to be a levi. That's the first klal. Now, number two, kol makom sheyesh kiddushin v'yesh avera. If there is some sort of an isur that really blocks, prohibits the marriage between the father and the mother, but there's no undermining of the chalos kiddushin,
meaning the Kiddushin are valid, this Tfisas Kiddushin, even though it's an Avera, is then a Vlad Holech Achara Pogum. The Vlad is, and its Yichus is determined by the one parent who engendered this Avera, whose status engendered this Avera. Now, what would be a case of Avlad Holech Achar Pogum, Eze Zu, Zo Almona L'Kohen Gadol, O Grusha V'Chalutza L'Kohen Hedjot, O Mamzeres, Unesina L'Yisrael, Bas Yisrael L'Mamzer, Ulenosin. So for example, let's take the case, this would be more simple and we'll move upwards or backwards if you want to call it. Let's take the case of a Bas Yisrael who marries a Mamzer. So the Pogum is the Mamzer. The Kiddushin are the Avera. There is Tfisas Kiddushin because it's only an Avera or an Alav. It's not a Chiv Kares. So we're not talking about a Rayas. We'll get to that later. There is a valid Chalos Kiddushin, but Ba'avera, and therefore the Vlad will be a Mamzer, or a Mamzeres. A more complicated case would be the case of Psulei Kahuna, or Averis of Kahuna. For example, an Almana is married off to a Kohen Gadol, or a Grusha Chalutza to a Kohen Hedjot. In those cases, once again, we apply the rule of Havlad Holech Achar HaPogum. The Iser of Almona L'Kohen Gadol, which is derived, it's explicit in the Pasuk Vayikach Chaval Almona Grushim Chalol Zonas Eile Lo Yikach Ki Im Besula Me Ama of Yikach Isha, or the case of Grusha L'Kohen Hedjo, which is also in the same parasha explicitly the Isha Grusha Me Isha Lo Yikach Lo Yikachu. In these cases, we have to take a little bit more of a broader, or more liberal interpretation of Havlad Holech Achar Pogum, because the Almona is not called a Pogum, the Grusha Chalutz is not called a Pogum. So what does it mean, the Vlad Holech Achar Pogum? Pogum is a Cholol, a Chalola. The Almona is not a Chalola. Even the Grusha and the Chalutz is not really a Chalola, it's just an Issa for a Kohen to marry them. But the answer is that since it's a case of Chayvei Lavim, the Vlad is Pogum. And that means the Vlad is a Cholol and cannot marry into Kahuna, and that's included under this general rubric of Havlad Holech Achar Pogum. The only case, or let's say two cases, where you could literally say Havlad, apply the rule of Havlad Holech Achar Pogum, is when one spouse is a Mamzer, or call it a Mamzeres, or one spouse is a Nesina, which is from the Givonim that converted, but they are Asurim Bechitun by virtue of the Gzerah of David HaMelech. In any event, there in those cases you could say Havlad Holech Achar HaPogum, but in the case of Almona and so forth and so on, in those cases you can't say Pogum, the Almona is not a Pogum, but it's included in a more broader definition of Pogum, in the sense the Vlad becomes Pogum, and therefore it's included of Achar HaPogum. Because whenever there's an Iser Kahuna between the mother and the father, then that will make the Vlad into a Pogum. We should mention here the Rashash's insight that the Ashes Kohen in this case becomes a Chalola through the Bia itself, and she can no longer marry a Kohen. So in that sense, you could take the language of the Mishnah literally, Avlad Holech Achar Pogum. In any event, we're ready for klal number 3. Kol Misha ain Allah alav kiddushin. In other words, there's no tfisas kiddushin between him and her. Aval yeshla al acherim kiddushin. She, however, could marry another person. In other words, the reason why there's no Tefisa Kedusha is because of the nature of the relationship between the man and the woman. But the woman per se could get married to a different man, is a Vlad Mamzer. The child is a Mamzer. Ve'ezu zezer habal achas mikol arayis shabbat Torah. We know that there's no Tefisa's Kedushin arayis. That's called Ein Olav Kedushin. And the status or the definition of an erva as far as Itfis's Kedushin is that the Avera was a Bias Chiyuv Kares. Anytime a child is married from such an illicit relationship that it generates a Chiyuv Kares and therefore has a Shem Erva and there's no Tefisa's Kedushin, the Vlad is a Mamzer. Now, we will see that Rabbi Kiva has a different rule. He holds that the Vlad, who's Nolad Michayve Lavim, is a Mamzer, that we had already in the past. Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion in Yevamos Memtes that even in the case of Chayve Krisus, that doesn't engender Mamzerus. It's only Chayve Mises Bezdin that engenders Mamzerus. Tosa says that here the Tan is so same like Rav Shimon HaTemoni, whose view is that a Vlad is only a Mamzer as a result of a Chiyuv, of an Averas Chiyuv Kares. Now we get to the final principle, Kol Mi She'ein La Lo Olav V'lo Acherim Kedushin. In other words, we're not talking about an erva relationship between him and her. Is Havlad Kimosa. So in other words, you have a woman who's Eina Re'uya L'Kiddushin Klal. It's not just that she's not Re'uya, she's not fit to have marriage with this particular individual. Eiza Zeh, Zeh Vlad Shifcha. So we're talking about a Jew who has a relationship with a Shifcha Knanis, a woman that cannot get married to any Yisrael, has nothing to do with him per se, is in such a case, a Vlad Kimosa, the Vlad, the child born to such a relationship, has the same status as his mother, meaning he has no Kedushas Yisrael like his father has, but rather he is an Eved Knani. And the same thing would happen in the case of a Nachris. Let's say a Jewish man, Chas V'Shalom, has Bia with a non-Jewish woman, and there's no possibility of Tefisas Kedushin between them, but she, as a Nachris, could not marry anyone. That would be another case of Ein La Lo Olav V'lo Al Acherim Kedushin. And in such a case, the Vlad has the same status, the same yichus as his mother, which means he's not Jewish, just like his mother's a Nachris. And if, let's say, the child of a Shivcha, right, in the case of, that we mentioned earlier, of a Jewish man who has relations with a Shivcha Knainis, the child is an Eved Knani, has the same status as his mother. And of course, the son of a non-Jewish woman has the same status as his mother, and he's not Jewish. Now, if the son of this Shifcha, who we said is an Eved Knani, receives a Get Shichrur, or if he himself would undergo Gerus, then he could marry a Bas Yisra. If the son of a non-Jewish woman would undergo Gerus, he could marry a Bas Yisra. And the mother herself could undergo Gerus, or if she's a Shifcha, could receive a Get Shichur, and she could marry a Ben Yisrael. Now the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Kol Mokom Sheyesh Kiddushin, V'yena Vera Vlad Holich Achar Zocher. The Gemara asks, Amale Reb Shimon L'Reb Yochanan Klolahu? Is this an absolute ironclad rule? The Kol Mokom Sheyesh Kiddushin V'yena Vera Havlad Holech Achar HaZochar? Is that really true? Haray, and here we take a look at Samach Zayin of an Aleph, Ger Shenosa Mamzeres, what's the halacha of a convert who marries a mamzeres, and that's mutter. The yesh kedusha vein avera, the kedusha is certainly valid, and it's mutter. Okay, again, this is based on the shita of Rabbi Yossi that a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres. Is nevertheless a vlad holich achar pogu, meaning the vlad has the same status as his mother who's a mamzeres. So our Mishnah doesn't seem to be an absolute rule. It suffers exceptions. Disanya ger shenosa mamzeres a vlad mamzer di Rabbi Yossi. So again, Rabbi Yossi holds that a ger is mutter b'mamzeres, and yet Rabbi Yossi maintains that the child born to that marriage is a mamzer. So we see here a precedent that there, even though there is kedushin and the kedushin are beheta, nevertheless the vlad is mesiaches not to his father but to his mother, and just like his mother is mamzeres, he becomes a mamzer according to Rabbi Yossi. Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan responded to Rabbi Shimon, Mi Savris Masnisin, Rabbi Yossi, you're under the mistaken impression that the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, who holds that a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres. Masnisin, our Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer ger lo yisa mamzeres, the yesh kedushin v'yesh avera is avlad holich achar hapogu. In other words, the Torah writes the Isur Mamzer five times and utilizes kol. But when it comes to Gerim, it says Kahal, or Kahal Hashem, it doesn't include Gerim. And therefore in the Isur Mamzer, it says Lo Yovo Mamzer B'Kahal Hashem, Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that Gerim are not considered Kahal Hashem, and therefore they're not included in this Isur to marry a Mamzer. So you have two people, the ger and the mamzer, who both have a different status in Yichud, and they could marry with each other. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. He thinks that since the Isur Mamzer, which is written in the context of the Isur Mamzer, the Torah writes Kahal five times, so we learn that Mamzer is Asur even B'Kahal Gerim. And this is going to be a sugya later on Daf Ayin Gimel. In any event, Rabbi Yochanan says that our Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore in the case of a Ger Shenosa Mamzeres, what we have here is Yesh Kedushin V'Yesh Avera, and the Vlad now will be Miyuchas to his mother, Achar HaPogum, the mother is a Mamzeres, and therefore the child likewise is a mamzer. Tosis here, Dibra Maskel Masnisin, points out that not everything is absolutely smooth to assume that our Mishnah and the first klal in our Mishnah specifically expresses the view of Rabbi Yehuda, because even Rabbi Yehuda later on in Daf Ayin Dalet is modded in the case of a ger mitzri that he's allowed to marry a mamzeres. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to that. A ger mitzri is not b'chal kahal at all, so he can marry a mamzeres. And the vlad, in that case, goes achar pogum, and the vlad is like his mother, a mamzeres. So the question is, how does that Mishnah, the first klal in that Mishnah, reflect or reconcile itself with the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? Not every case fits into the klal. The Gemara now asks a question. If our Mishnah holds that a ger is not allowed to marry mamzeres, v'nisne, why did the Mishnah give that as one of the various examples of kiddushin be'avera? Kol makom, what was the language of the Mishnah again? Makom sheyesh kiddushin v'yesh avera. Right, this tfisas kiddushin in the case of a ger and a mamzeres, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though it's avera. His Gemara answers, Tana kol mokom disseifa lasuye. This extra words, the extra words kol mokom in the second klal, which means kol mokom sheish kedushin v'yesh avera, lasuye is coming to include the case of a ger shenosa mamzeres. that the Vlad is holy chachar pogu, meaning the Vlad, in this case, is a mamzer like his mother. The Yiboy Seymo, the Gemara now wants to offer an alternative answer to the kasha of Rab Shimon from the case of Ger Shenasa Mamzeres. And the Gemara says, one second, sorry, lost the place here for a second. Ibais Ema li olam Rabbi Yossi. We can go back to our original premise that Ger is allowed to marry a Mamzeres, and nevertheless the Vlad is a Mamzer like his mother. Why is that so? This Lechora contradicts the first klal of our Mishnah that if Kiddushin al Mutarim, the Vlad is Miyuchas to his father. And the answer is Vitona Ezo Zu Lima'ute, that the Mishnah added the words Ezo Zu, and then it went on to say Zu Kohenes Ulevia, to tell us that these are the cases in the Mishnah, Zo. No, it's like to the exclusion, it's like Minyana Lemute Mai. And here it's Lemute, the case of Ger Shenasa Mamzeres. There, even though the Kiddushin are valid and there's no Avera, nevertheless, the Vlad Holech Achara Pogum. The Gemara now is not happy with this answer, Ezo Zu, as if to say that that's a mute. First of all, the Gemara says, the Ezo Zu, the Su Lo. Do you really think, are you really convinced that Ezazu is coming to be Mamayit? Vare Cholol Shenosa Bas Yisrael Diyesh Kedushim Ein Avera Havlad Holech Achara Zohar. In other words, your premise is that the Mishnah went out of its way to write Ezazu to present an exhaustive list. Anything that's not on the list is not included in this principle. That's not really true, because if a Cholol gets married to a Bas Yisrael, a Chol who was born to Psul Kuna, and now he himself inherits the Psul Kuna, he's called a Chol, and he marries a Bas Yisrael, is Yesh Kiddush Vein Avera. The Kiddushin is perfectly permissible, and there's no Avera whatsoever, and it's a valid Kiddushin, and nevertheless, the Mishnah later on tells us on Daf Ayin Zayin, HaVlad Holech Achara Zohar, that the Vlad himself is a Kohen Chol. So you see that it's not Ezuzu that this is an exhaustive list. There are other cases, other scenarios, in which are not mentioned in the Mishnah, where the Vlad is Miyuchas to the father. So don't exclude the case of Ger Shenasa Mamzeres under the excuse, so to speak, of Ezuzu. The Gemara says, Holo Kasha. Ki Rabbi Dostoy ben Yehuda Svirlea Mishnah reflects the Shita Rabbi Dostoy, and his Shita is that if a Chol marries a Bas Yisrael, the Vlad is kosher, and it has the din of its mother. And therefore we can always reaffirm our original principle that Ezo Zu is an exclusive list, meaning it has everything on the list. Anything that's not on the list is excluded. And we see that the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Dostoy, did not mention Cholol Shenasa Bas Yisrael, because the list is exhaustive, and Cholol Shenasa Bas Yisrael, the Vlad has the din of its mother. It was left out of the first principle, Ezazu, which enumerates all the cases that fit into the principle of Havlad Holech Achara Zohar, because this case indeed, according to Rav Dostoy, is Havlad Holech Achara Nekeva, Achara Ema. And therefore, if we assume, as we did before, that Ezazu is coming to exclude any cases, scenarios that are not mentioned, enumerated explicitly on the list, for example, a Cholol Shenasa Bas Yisrael according to Rav Dostoy, or the case of a Ger Shenasa Mamzeres according to Rav Yossi. In those cases, even though there's a Heter Kedushin, the Vlad is not Miyuchas to Aviv, but rather in a case of Cholol Shenasa Bas Imo, the child has the din of his mother and he's kosher. And in the case of Ger Shenasa Mamzeres,
then since there is a heter kiddushin, is the Vlad is not a mamzer. Correction, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Vlad gets the status of his mother, not the status of his father, the ger, but the status of his mother, the mamzeres, and the Vlad is a mamzer. So it's not hakol ha'olech achar zocher, and that's what Ezezu is coming to imply. The Gemara is still not happy with that. V'harei, we have another case that's not mentioned in the Mishnah that will prove that Ezezu is not an exclusive list, not an exhaustive list. Yisrael shenosa chalola, and in such a case, there's no avera and there is kedushin, because a Yisrael is allowed to marry a chalola. Havlad holech achara zochar. The Mishnah later on tells us that the Vlad in this case has the same status as his father. Now, what does that mean that the Vlad is kosher ka'aviv? I mean, after all, the father is not a Kohen, so what exactly is the point here? The answer is that the daughter of such a marriage between a Yisrael and a Chalola is allowed to marry a Kohen. If we would have applied a principle of Yichus Achar Ima, in other words, the daughter's mother is a Chalola, she can't marry a Kohen, now the daughter can't marry a Kohen, and yet the Mishnah paskins that the Vlad is Kosher Ka'aviv, so the daughter of this marriage between Yisrael and a Chalola is Kosher to Kohuna and doesn't gain the status of a mother of a Chalola. And now it's quite clear that the language of Ezezu is not an exhaustive list to exclude other cases, like the case of Ger Shenasa Mamzeres, because if that be the case, then what about Yisrael Shenasa Chalola, which is a case of Yesh Kedusha Vein Avera, the Vlad is Holy Chachar Zochar, it should have been enumerated and included in our Mishnah, and yet the Mishnah left it out. So you have to assume it's not an exhaustive list, is Tana Vashir. So the Gemara answers, Tana kol makom de resha la asuye. In the resha, it says kol makom. And that means the first principle is coming to include something in addition to that which is enumerated explicitly. And that's the case of Yisrael shenasa chalola, the Vlad is kosher l'kuhuna. The Gemara asks the following question, if that be the case, is v'nisne behedja? Why did the Tana have to use kol makom as an allusion, you know, to hint? Why couldn't the Tana have been outspoken and say explicitly the case of Yisrael shenasa chalola that the Vlad holich achar zochar? I mean, you have cases of Kohen or Kohenes, Levia, Yisraelis. Why not mention this case of Yisrael shenasa chalola? So the Gemara answers, Mishum d'lo masni la. In other words, Tana is trying to keep it short and sweet as much as possible. The Tana would have to go out of its way to mention Yisrael Shenasa Chalola as a separate category. All the other cases are sort of swallowed up in one sentence. Kohenes, Leviya, Yisraelis, v'chalola, Shenises, l'Kohen, l'Levi, v'Yisrael. Right, but in the case of Yisrael Shenasa Chalola, the Chalola L'Kohen Michazia, you know, all these cases that enumerated the Mishnah reflect on a woman who could marry a Kohen. But now you're talking about a case of a Chalola who's not allowed to marry a Kohen, that would require a whole, you know, opening up a whole new paragraph. So again, when the Mishnah says Kohenes Ulevia Yisraelis v'chalola, each of these cases are addressing situations of a woman who could marry a Kohen. But if you inject the word chalola here, then a chalola doesn't fit into that pattern. So Kohenes Levi Yisraelis, any of the three, can marry a Kohen. A Chalola can't marry a Kohen. So if you're going to have to mention Chalola here, who got married to Yisrael, you'd have to separate it as a separate category, and you would breach the
the abridged nature of that Mishnah, and therefore the Mishnah would prefer to hint at it with the words kol makom. Now, when we get to the case of Gerim that we mentioned earlier, most Gerim, after they Gerus, are allowed to get married to Yisraelis. The exceptions are Ger Mitzri and Ger Adomi, where the Torah tells us in Parashas Ki Teitze, Bonim Asher Yivoldu Lehem Dar Shlishi Yavol Lehem B'Kal Hashem, that in the cases of a Mitzri and an Adomi who came through Gerus, we have to wait till Dar Shlishi to allow their descendants to marry into the Jewish fold. So it's only Ben Bino of a Ger in those cases of a Mitzri and an Adomi who could marry a Yisraelis. So the Gemara now asks the following question on V'ezo Zu. V'ha'ika de Rabba Bar Barchon, the Omer Rabba Barchon, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mitzri Sheni, Shenasa Mitzris Rishona, B'nei Shlishi Hava, Shlishi Hava. The case is that one spouse is a Sheni, the other spouse is a Rishona. If both were, he and she were the second generation of a Ger Mitzri, then their child certainly is a Dar Shlishi. But this situation, this scenario is a little bit more complicated, because although the husband here is a Mitzri Sheni, the wife is a Mitzris Rishona. So how do we identify and define the status of the Ben? And the Brisa establishes that in this case, the Ben is called a Shlishi, which means he's allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. In other words, we don't use the Yichus of the mother, because that would give you a Ger Sheni who would be prohibited from marrying a Bas Yisrael, but rather we look at the Yichus of the father. And from the perspective of the father, we have here a Dar Shlishi, and that's why the child is allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. But in any event, we see clearly that the first klal in the Mishnah of Achara Azachar is not, the Ezozu is not exclusive, it's not exhaustive, and therefore it's not coming to exclude any other cases, because here we have a Kiddushin Mutarim, and there's no Avera, the Vlad is Mesiaches Laviv. So the Gemara goes back again to the Diuk of Kol Mokom, Tana Kol Mokom Dereisha Lasuye. This is another case which the Torah, the Mishnah hinted at, but never wrote out exclusively, and that's hinted by the words Kol Mokom. The Gemara raises an objection. Ularav Dimi Diomar, he holds that Mitzri Sheni, who gets married to Mitzris Rishona, is the Ben, the child of this marriage is a Sheni Hava. In other words, the Yichus is determined by the mother, who's a Mitzris Rishona, making the child a Sheni, and therefore, even though the Kedushin is Mutarim, he has an exception to the rule, and the Vlad is Miyuchas to the mother. You know, there's that pagama, the mother, that she's only a Rishona, is now transferred over to the Vlad, and he becomes, at best, a Sheni. And yet, in the Klala Rishon, in the Mishnah, it says, Kol Mokom, which means any case where the Kedushin on Mutter, the Vlad, is Misyachis or Aviv. How is Rav Dimi going to understand the Kol Mokom? Is the Gemara answers, Tana Ezozu Lima'ute. That's why the Tana of our Mishnah says Ezozu, to give an exhaustive list, and to exclude the case of Kedushin Mutar, where the Vlad is Miyuchas to the mother, namely in the case of a Mitzri Sheni with a Mitzris Rishona. The Gemara now goes back to raise an objection to the original Klal, that any time the Kedushin is Mutar, the Vlad is Miyuchas Li'aviv Ha'ika. Don't we have another case which is not included in this principle? And that is the Chiyosa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel Omar, he said, Rabbi Yochanan, Bi Umos, Halach Achar, HaZachar. He quotes Halacha Ravin in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is an Eretz Yisrael, so Ravin transmits the Torah of Yochanan to Chutzlaritz, to Bavel. And what did Rabbi Yochanan, what principle did he formulate? Ba'umos, Halach Achar HaZachar, when it comes to Goyim, in other words, a Goy marries a Goya, and let's say there are two different nations, and now the Halacha wants to determine the Vlad, what nation does the Vlad belong to, is Halach Achar HaZachar. The father determines the Uma, the country, or the nationality of the child. So, for example, if a guy marries a Knanis, the child is not miyuchas to his mother and becoming a Knani, which means that we have to put them to death, one of the Sheva Amim, but rather to his father from a different nation, and we're allowed to keep him alive. Nisgairu, if they both undergo gerus, halach achar apogum shebishneyem, which means that if, let's say, the father is an Ammoni, who's not allowed to marry Yisraelis Liolam, she, on the other hand, is a mitzris, this gioris, which means her grandchildren in the Dor Shlishi are allowed to marry Yisraelim, so the Vlad is miyuchas to the pogum shebaneihem. He takes upon the chumra lifsal, and therefore the children are miyuchas to their father, who's an Ammoni, who's not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael Liolam, for all generations. And the Bonos do not have the Iser Ammonis of the father, but rather they are miyuchas, miyuchasos, to the mother, and that gives them the din of a mitzios, who after three generations following the Geiris are allowed to marry into the Jewish fold. So again, we see clearly that there's a case where the Kedushin of Mutarim and the Vlad doesn't go Achar Ha'av, but really Achar Ha'pogum, Halach Achar Ha'pogum Shebishneyem, is Tana Ezo Zo Lemeute. Now we're going to take the approach that Ezo Zo is an exhaustive list, coming to exclude any other case which may be exceptions to the rule, and the rule doesn't apply. For example, a ger and a gioras that got married, even though the kedushin on mutarim, the bonim are not miyuchas to the father, but rather to the pogum shebishneyem. And that's what ezozu means. On the other hand, the lashon of kol makom is also not bedafka, and there are certain scenarios that are included under kol makom. So to summarize, we have four dinim that are quoted in the Mishnah. The first din is that if a ger marries we have four dinim that were left out, that were omitted from the Mishnah, four scenarios. Number one, the scenario of a ger who marries a mamzeres, which according to Rabbi Yossi means that the nesuin of a heter, and yet the vlad is a mamzer like his mother. That's one exception. Number two, we have the case of a cholol that marries a Bas Yisrael, which means that there's no Iser at all in this marriage. It's perfectly without an Avera and valid Kedushin. And the Mishnah later on is going to say that the Vlad is, according to the Chacham Miuchas, his father's a cholol. But according to Rav Dostoy, Holech Achar Imo, so according to Rav Dostoy, we have a second exception that was left out. We have the case of a mitzri sheni, shenasa mitzvus rishona. There's no Iser in this nesuin. And according to Rabba Bar Bar Chana, the Vlad goes after the father and he's a mitzri shlishi, but according to Rav Dimi, the Vlad is miyuchas to his mother, he's a mitzri sheni. So here's another exception to the rule that was omitted, that even though the Kedusha is beheter, the Vlad is holich achar imo. And finally, we have the case of a ger amoni. The Gioris Mitzri Shenisu, the father comes from Amon, the mother from Mitzrayim, from Mitzris. And Rabbi Yochanan says that the Vlad is holich achar apogum shebeinayim, which means that an Ammoni could never come into Klal Yisrael, and therefore if the mother is an Ammonis, then the child has that status of an Ammoni. Pogum Shebishneim means that in this case where the Ger Amoni married a Giores Mitzris, and if they had a daughter, so the daughter in this case doesn't have the luxury of being Miucheses after her father, because that would make her an Amonis, who's allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael, like the case of Rus. But rather, the yichus of this daughter is to the mother, which means that she has a status of a mitzris, who is not allowed to marry a Yisrael until Dar Shlishi. Now, Rav Shimon asked a question, if you recall, from Ger Shenosa Mamzeres, which is Kiddushin Mutarim, he says, there's no Avera, and nevertheless, the Vlad is a Mamzer. And we offered two answers. The first one was that the Mishnah reflects not the Shita of Rav Yossi, but rather the Shita of Yehuda, who holds that there is an Avera, and a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres. There is such a concept called kahal gerim that are included in the iser of mamzer b'kal Hashem lo yovo mamz b'kal Hashem. The second answer was that our Mishnah Enochinami reflects Rabbi Yossi, and there is no avera, but the words ezazu are coming to exclude this case because this is the exception to the rule. The Ezazu tells me that these cases are the rule, and now the case of Ger Shenosa Mamzeres is the exception to the rule. The Gemara has a question now on this second answer. Hi, Mai. I have trouble because E Amrit Bishleima Masnisa Rabbi Yehudahi. The second answer assumed that the Mishnah is authored by Rabbi Yossi, and there's no Avera for a Ger to marry Mamzeres. The second answer, again, I repeat, is that our Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, and that's problematic, because if the Mishnah would reflect the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, is then Kol Mokom Dereisha Lasuye Yisrael Shenasa Chalola, that would make sense. So Rav Osai will stop here, and Amir Shem will pick it up in the next shiur.